Crankshaft.
That's right. And the gear grinders there, they're coming in concert there for the first night of the festival.
You know what's great about Crankshaft is he plays the drums while he's playing the guitar. I mean, he doesn't have the sticks, but he plays the kit down below, and it's just amazing.
Yeah. And what'd you think, Congressman?
Crankshaft sounds like good tunes to me. So, I'm a very bad guitar player myself. So I can appreciate anybody who can actually play that thing and play music and carry a tune.
So let's talk about bad guitar. You're not. So
well,
does
this
that mean
Congressman Keith Ellison is joining us in
That's
the studio?
Me.
Yes.
So once a month you bring it out and play bad?
Well, I play bad every day.
Yeah. You're giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, so, I just don't understand what people like. I said, I just was kind of curious about that. People say that you're probably better than you're saying. That's always the case.
I will say that I'm a little better than I'm saying, but I'll also say that I am one to forget the lyrics in any given song.
Oh, I can believe that. I'm with you on that.
Row, row, row your boat. I might need a lyric sheet on that tune.
So who do you really think is like top three guitar players, because they Rolling Stone will have all this stuff, you got the Eric Claptons, but any surprises that you have?
No surprises, man. I would have to say Hendrix, Eddie Van Halen, John Mayer.
John Mayer.
I think there's three best, but then there's a lot of other great ones, you cannot ignore some of the great jazz guitarists. I love to listen to I don't know why I'm losing it this morning. I don't have enough coffee, but I listen to a lot of jazz guitar. I listen to a lot of heavy metal guitar. I listen to a lot of blues guitar. I think, even though Buddy Guy is not known as a great instrumentalist, I think he's a wonderful guitar player. And, I love to listen to guitar more than I do play. Okay. But I do play every day.
You do?
Yes.
All right.
Right?
Bring it on the road?
I did, but then, I actually brought my guitar on the road the other day to play somewhere, and I got lucky and didn't have to play. I was in Rochester, Minnesota, and so we were ready to play. I got up and gave a political rap, and then the group said, okay, well, get your guitar. And then I tried to get back to my guitar, and so many people stopped me and wanted to talk that I missed my chance to perform.
Do you play when you're in Washington? Do you play? Isn't there some groups of folks that?
Yeah, I have a guitar in my office.
Okay.
Right. So I do play in Washington. Nice. I play in Washington. I play in Minnesota.
Wherever you are.
Wherever I am. It's kind of like some people have a little squeezy ball.
Yeah.
I have my guitar.
That's good.
Nice.
Yeah. It's Congressman Keith Ellison. He has been the U.S. representative for Minnesota's 5th Congressional District since 2007. He's also been the deputy chair of the Democratic National Committee since 2017. And in sort of a surprise for most of us, I think, he declared he is running for attorney general for the state of Minnesota. And he's joining us this morning. It definitely was a surprise. Why go from a national race to a state race, and attorney general specifically?
For me, it's always been about service. That's the point. So in Minnesota attorney general, I can help more people dealing with everything from opioid addiction to payday loans to getting overcharged. We had a lot of scandals where banks, one in particular, was opening up accounts for people that they never asked for. These kind of things, just drain money out of people's pockets. And I think as attorney general, I could really help people's family budget. So for example, we're right now, there's a group of state's attorney generals who've come together to sue the Department of Education because the loan servicing is actually costing borrowers a lot of money that they should not have to pay. So that's just one thing. Also, state's attorney generals are coming together to sue the Federal Communications Committee commission because they're not they didn't abide by all the rules of notice and comment when it came to when they just got rid of net neutrality. So there are a number of things that the attorney general can do to help make society fairer economically, socially, in a whole number of ways, and that's why I'm running. I've never been one who thinks, you just keep on trying to get quote unquote higher. I believe in service, and I think as a Minnesota Attorney General, I can serve more people.
Then you briefly, you kind of touched on it, but I think there's a lot of people out there that think they know what the Attorney General is.
It's a good question.
What is the Attorney General?
Attorney General is the people's lawyer. It's the lawyer that stands for the public interest. So that means that if some company is polluting, then the Attorney General is supposed to say you can't do that and you're going to have to clean it up. And the Minnesota Attorney General's job is to make sure that it represents all of the state agencies. It makes sure it represents consumers, workers. So if you have a situation where people are being automatically and routinely victims of wage theft, like people's checks getting shorted, you know, it's the job of the Attorney General to say, you know, your employers cannot do that. And it's also the Attorney General's job to make sure we work on antitrust. So if you have one huge company, and it's hard for small businesses to get in because of anti-competitive behavior, like predatory pricing or whatever, you know, it's the job of the Minnesota Attorney General to say, no, you have to operate within the boundaries of fair competition. And so the Minnesota Attorney General ends up just being the people's lawyer that works for everybody. Minnesota Attorney General also works to protect people's civil rights. So as we know in our society, you know, there's something called the pink tax. Women pay more for everything statistically. From healthcare to car repairs to auto loans, we know that on average, not all the time, but on average, woman goes out to buy an auto loan and she might pay 1-2 percentage points higher just because of who she is. Mm-hmm. And the Attorney General, if you find that that is a pattern, you're supposed to get in there and you're supposed to say, nope, everybody gets treated the same. And so these are some of the things that the Attorney General does, and that's what I'll be doing. You all will remember Skip Humphrey got out there and sued the big tobacco company because tobacco company said, hey, back in the 40s and 50s, they said, you know, 3 out of 4 doctors smoke Pall Mills, right? Yeah. This stuff won't kill you? Yeah, right. So Skip Humphrey took him to court, came up with a settlement to help people get off cigarettes if that was their choice, and compensate for some of all of the lung cancer and all the other stuff that goes along with that. And of course, Lori Swanson got out there and just took 3M to court and said, you cannot just pollute, you know, the communities of Cottage Grove and others and just let all the people have to deal with it. You know, you kept all the profits, which is your right. We believe in that. But we also believe in you also pay the costs of the cleanup, too. And that's part of it. So these are the things that the Attorney General does. It's a very important job. And you know, I'm well qualified to do it. I've been practicing law for 26 years. I've been in Congress for 12. I was in state legislature for 4 before that. I ran a public interest law firm where I managed attorneys to get out there and stand up for the public called the Legal Rights Center. You know, I have a long record of consumer protection and consumer justice, and I've worked with both Democrats and Republicans to make sure that consumers are treated fairly. Just recently, we had a bill passed through the House on a bipartisan basis where, you know, right now, we all have credit scores, right? We all got credit scores, but some people have so little borrowing that they have a thin file or no file, so they get denied just because they don't have a credit score. We have a bill that says, look, your on-time payments of utility bills and cell phone bills can be counted. And so that means that if you're a 45-year-old dad and your 20-year-old daughter says she wants you to co-sign a car for her, she may well be able to do it herself since she's been paying her cell phone since she was 18. Whereas otherwise, you know, you're going to have to sign on the dotted line, too, and hope that every payment gets made on time. And so that's the kind of work I've been working on over the last several years, making the economy work for working people, because in my opinion, it really hasn't been doing much of that for about the last 40 years.
Hmm. It's Congressman Keith Ellison joining us in the studios in Grand Rapids for KEXE. So this is the 4th of July. It's the 5th today, but it's kind of, it still feels like a
holiday.
Now that's
kind of technical.
You know?
Yeah. It's still a 4th. Yeah. It's 4th-ish.
Yeah.
But some of these issues that you talked about, like with Lori Swanson and 3M and the cleanup, you know, those are issues people in northern Minnesota are talking a lot
right.
about.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in parades. What are you hearing from people? What are you doing right now as you're out meeting folks?
You know, people have been super nice. I mean, it's really been nice. Yes, it's true. I've kissed a few babies there. That happened. But mostly, you know, we shake a lot of hands. I do tell people what the Attorney General does, and I tell them what I would do as Attorney General, and they ask me, why would you leave what we consider to be a safe seat in Congress to run for an uncertain win, you know, statewide? And it's because I have a passion for service, and that's what I want to do, and I can help more people in this job. So that's what I've been seeing. People have been super nice. And some of the parades, you know, it's been really hot. Yesterday we were in one where the rain was pouring down. But there have all been a lot of fun, you know, meeting people, just getting to hear where people's hear where they're at. Some folks got real things to be worried about. Some folks, things are going pretty well. Most people got a little bit of both, you know. But it's been a great trip, you know. And, you know, what, and, you know, as you know, I've been representing Minneapolis and the surrounding suburbs. So one of the really fun things is being able to really meet folks in greater Minnesota, and I really enjoyed it. And thanks for being so nice to me.
What do you think of our radio gig here? It's a pretty nice place, isn't it?
Well, you know, sitting... Okay, so, like, this is radio, so people can't necessarily see it. But from the chair I'm sitting in, we got a beautiful view of, like, the Mississippi right out the window. You have a lovely breeze out there, blue sky, green leaves blowing, and you guys got quite a setup, man, you know.
Yeah.
Got a nice open space.
Yeah.
Right.
And what do y'all do in that amphitheater out there?
We have a festival coming up in July.
Yeah.
Who's playing? Don't know yet?
Well,
I'm putting you on the spot.
Two nights, and I've got some Luke Winslow King queued up. We'll play.
Okay, so he can hear that.
So, yes.
So we're going to throw names at you you've never heard before.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
Let's do it.
But you can trust us. We know good music. So here we go.
Yeah, like Gary Clark's not showing up. He's not going to be. Is it Gary Clark?
I wish.
Yeah,
why would you even say that?
Well, he's a guitar guy. Yeah. But Crankshaft
will be in the house.
Crankshaft is amazing.
All right, Crankshaft. They're going to crank some tunes.
So you mentioned earlier, you said, you know, the Attorney General represents the people.
Yes.
And you said, I've been telling people what I'm going to be doing as Attorney General. What does that mean? Why would you be any different than the previous one or one 20 years ago?
This is a great question. And everybody knows that if you've ever met a mayor or a governor or a state legislator, they all serve according to the priorities that the folks they're representing give to them, which do change from time to time. And they all have different things that they think are particularly important. And everybody has a different set of priorities. So my service will be a little bit different from prior AGs. For example, I plan on spending a lot of time doing community outreach and engagement. Why? Because I believe that if we're in touch with the people, then the people are telling us what their concerns are, and we're able to channel our resources on their needs and concerns better. So I'll be out here a lot. I'm not going to be out here every now and again. I'll be out here on, you know, several times a year to talk to people right here in Grand Rapids about what their priorities are. I plan on doing more grassroots engagement, more neighborhood engagement than probably my predecessors have done. That's not a cut on them.
No.
You know, that's just my own personal style. I do that a lot in my district, in the 5th Congressional District, and people know me to have a lot of community meetings. I'm easy to find, and I'll be doing that as Attorney General, too. I'll also emphasize making the economy fair because, you know, one of the things that we do know about the economy we live in now is that something called market concentration has increased a lot. What does that mean? That means that 40 years ago, you might have 12, 13 companies working in the same industry competing with each other, maybe even more than that. Today, it's down around 3, 4, 5 companies dominating an entire industry. So, you know, whether it's beer, chicken, pizza, whatever it is, we see market concentration. That means that if you are an individual getting your question answered, getting, as a worker, getting a better pay, the individual is at a more relative disadvantage when you see bigger and bigger and bigger players dominate individual markets. So I plan on being there to equalize the scales. You know, I want to be the equalizer to make things fair for the folks trying to put food on the table for them and their families.
Congressman Keith Ellison, you can find more information at keithellison.org. He's going to be at Brood Awakenings in Grand Rapids this morning, 9 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
About a half an hour. And then where are you headed after that?
I know we're going to end up in Moorhead. We're going to be in East Grand Forks. Where else are we going to? Huh? Going to Bemidji.
Okay.
You know, we're going to have a good old time.
Nice. Love the shirt.
Oh, yeah, man. But, you know.
Is that official? Like, you're going to wear that not in the next half hour, or are you going to put something special on?
Well, I thought this was pretty special.
No, it is. I was hoping you weren't going to, like, put on a white shirt and a tie or something. No, that is what you need to wear.
Well, okay, so you mentioned other prior attorneys general. I wear ties by necessity.
Okay? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
I picked that up.
I'm not a guy who's like, oh, boy, I get to wear a tie today. Awesome. No, that's not my style.
And it's kind of a, I don't mean this disrespectful.
Don't say it, Heidi.
Kind of a bowling style shirt, isn't it?
It is a bowling,
right?
It is a bowling style shirt. But I do not have a bowling insignia on the shirt.
I understand.
It's just clean.
Yeah, very nice. Clean lines.
Clean lines, but I'm not, this is not like Bowlet Joe's or anything on here.
Okay. You know?
But hey, they're super comfortable. I recommend them.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, glad to be here, man. We'll see you soon.
All right.
And we'll be back next time, and good luck in the concert.
All right. Luke Winslow King now. He will be here on Saturday for our Mississippi River Festival, Saturday, July 21st.
I thought I heard you say goodbye.